In Parshas Behar, we have the mitzvah of Shemitah, the most direct and expansive treatment of the Torah of mitzvah Shemitah. And as it is a Shemitah year, I thought we'd talk about another Shemitah-related topic, and that is the status of Gvul Nochri, the status of produce grown by non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. Does it have Kedushas Shviyas or not? And other related questions, which is a major machlokas, as we will see, going back centuries. The Gemara tells us in Gittin and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's pull this up. There we go. Okay, the Gemara, Misha says, Hamocher Sadeu La'akum Lokecha Mevi Mena Bikurim Neitikin Olam. If you sell your field to a non-Jew, you still bring Bikurim Neitikin Olam, not a Din D'Raisa, but some Din D'Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Alpha Pisha Ein Kinya La'akum Meretz Yisrael Lafkia Miyad Maiser, Shenamar Fine. So Rabbi says that a non-Jew does not have a kinyan left gimme de meiser, meaning if a non-Jew has property in Eretz Israel that is not mafkia the chi of meiser, so you'd be obligated to take meiser from produce grown by a non-Jew in Eretz Israel. Then the Gemara says, Reb Lazar Omer, Af v'ishi yesh kinyan la'akum Eretz Israel left gimme de meiser, aval ein kinyan la'akbar So Nogelin Yanenu, Machlokas between Rabbi Blazar, do we say that there's Kenya La'akum Lafkimi De Meiser? If a non-Jew has property in Eretz Israel, does the produce grown on that property, is that obligated in Trumos and Meisros? Rashi explains over there, She'ein Kenyan, Imkana Akum Karka Ba'aris Ein Kenyanu Kenyan Kanu Lafkimi Kedushasa, that even if a non-Jew acquires property in Eretz Israel, it still retains Kedushas Aretz. It still will have Kedushas Aris and therefore still will be Chayv Meiser. And therefore, if a Jew buys produce from a non-Jew in Eretz Israel, the Jew will have to take Meisros. That's what it means to say, Ein Kinyan Mafkia Midei Meiser. And the Rambam Paskins, Trumos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, Akum Shekana Karka Beis Yisrael, Lo Afkia Min HaMitzvos, the Rambam paskins that even if a non-Jew has property in Eretz Yisrael, it still is chayiv in Trumas and Meisros, and still it retains its kedusha in that sense. In that regard, so he paskin. Ein kinyan lafkia, and therefore produce acquired from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv in trumos and maisos. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch as well. Yoridea Sivan Shin Lamed Aleph Seif Gimel. Chaim Kanievsky points out in his Derech Hamuna that if you look at the Rambam page in Mishnayos, if he places it sounds otherwise. But he says that the Rambam, presumably, even if he wrote otherwise in the page of Mishnayos, we generally take what he says in the Yad La'alacha. So the Rambam may have been closer from an earlier position. But bottom line, the Rambam, Rav Yishonim, and Lalacha assume that Yesh Ein Kinyan Lafkia Midei Trumos and Maisos. So at first glance, the same should perhaps hold true when it comes to Kedushas Shvias. That if you say Ein Kinyan Lafkia Midei Trumos and Maisos, then you would say Ein Kinyan Lafkia Midei Kedushas Shvias. And therefore, if a Jew were to consume or acquire produce grown by non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, that produce would be treated as having Kedushas Shvias. And there are corollary applications of that as well. So this is a machlokas we know between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef in the 1500s in Tzfat. The Mabit Right. Okay, how to focus on that. Good, okay. Okay, good. So there's a back and forth between the Ma'abit and the Beis Yosef for contemporaries. The Ma'abit was slightly younger than the Beis Yosef, both in Tzfat in the 1500s. So in the Beis Yosef Tshuvas Avkas Rochel, there are four simanim, beginning in Simin Kaf Gimel, Kaf Bay. The first two simanim are for the Ma'abit, and then there's a back and forth between the Beis Yosef and back to the Ma'abit. And the this Tshuvas Ma'abit appears in Tshuvas Ma'abit as well, Chelek Aleph Simin Kaf Aleph. Ma'abit writes, writing in or referencing Shemitah in the year 1532, that if you have Yayin Shindis Mareach Adad Yisrael, the Gadol Esbosro Karka Goy Beres Yisrael, Imi Achai B'maisach Tishar Shanim, Olo. So the corollary between whether there's Kedusha Shvias in Peros Nochri is whether it's going to be chayiv in Trumas and Maisos. Peros Shvias are not chayiv in Trumas and Maisos based on Sokim. There's only Trumas and Maisos during the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. During the seventh year, everything's supposed to be Hefker anyway, so there's no Trumas and Maisos. It's all accessible to the Aniyim anyway. However, if you could construct a scenario where something is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvias in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, then theoretically, that should be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisos. So the Ma'abit says that Yevul Nachri is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvias, and therefore there's no Chayiv Trumas and Maisos. Now he references here, that Min Agloya Pashat B'Eretz Yisrael, there was no clear minhag at that time. Zalmer Bakov, Zalmer Bakov. Verubam lo yumotzia maestros. The most did not, were not mafresh chumas and maestros from the Peros Nachri. Kamosha malacha rofefes neilich achar minhag. Came a minhag rafuf neilich achar alacha. He says, if you don't know what the halacha is, you follow the minhag. But if you don't know what the minhag is, or they're conflicting with the hagin, then you have to figure out what the halacha is. So he says, we're going to work out to figure out what the halach is. So he has kama v'kama rayos from Raisa, Yerushalmi, various rayos to his position that there is Kedusha Shvias. And then the third corollary, which originally assumes is connected, and then he says not necessarily so, is whether there's going to be a Chovas Bir. So initially assumes that if there's Kedusha Shvias for Yevul Nachri, then there's also going to be a din of beer for Yevul Nachri. And then he backs away from that. Maybe that's not necessarily the case. Now, one of the riots that he brings, which is a back and forth between him and the Beis Yosef, if I don't understand this, whether this is proof to his position or not, is the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Daled Halacha Kavtes. There the Rambam writes, Akam Shekana Karka Beretz Yisrael, Vizara Bishvias, Harisem Mutarin. that if a non-Jew buys land in Eretz Yisrael and he plants it during Shemitah, you're allowed to eat the fruits. Shalogazu alasvichen elamibne ovre avera. Because the din derabanan asvichen of vegetables or plants that grow on their own during Shemitah that aren't actively planted, which min haTorah is has no Shemitah restrictions, midrabanan does. So the reason that there is a derabanan category asvichen that are subject to Shemitah restrictions is mibne ovre avera, because otherwise people would pretend that this grew on its own. In reality, they planted it, and they'll try to fool you into thinking that there are no Shemitah ramifications for Svichen. That's where it goes around Svichen. But when it comes to Svichen of an Achri, so an Achri is a Mitzuvah on Shemitah. Therefore, there's no need to be Gozer Svichen on Peiros Nachri. So the Mabit thinks, or says, you see from here, the Raman tells you when it comes to an Akum, Gozer Svichen, but everything else would be subject to the regular rules and regulations of Shemitah. It's only Svichen, where there's no Gzeira Svichen on Svichen of an Akum, but regular Peir Shvias would have Kedusha Shvias, even if it belongs to and is produced by a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Beis Yosef, in the Kesef Mishnah, and that Rama that we started with in Hilchos Trumos writes the following. Akam Shekana Karkabes is all of Kia. So he quotes the machlokas we saw in the Gemara in Gittin. Then he says, V'afal Gav, Dibakama Mishnayos, Miseder's Rahim, and Makoma Sacherim, Ashmed the Yeshkin Yalakam. So there are other sugyas that sound like Yesh Kenyan, and the Rambam here paskins a Kenyan. Lo kai melaka basayus machlokas asugyas, and the Rambam paskins ein Kenyan. Inami dehasa b'shalochazer v'lacha mimenu Yisrael. Rabbeinu Mari b'shalochazer v'lacha mimenu Yisrael kimevuar mizvarav. Or says the Beis Yosef, maybe the difference is whether the Yisrael goes and reacquires the property from the Nachri. That maybe when the Rambam says, Ein Kinyan Lafkia, that's only if the Nachri has land in Eretz Yisrael and he plants his crops. And then the Yisrael comes and reacquires that land. So where the Yisrael reacquires that land, that's going to be Chayv and Tumas and Mises. That's where we say, Ein Kinyan Lafkia. But if it all belongs to the Nachri, Mitchila Batsof, and you're just taking an orange from this Nachri that planted oranges in his grove, so then you don't say Ein Kenyan, you don't say Ein Kenyan Lafkia. There the Taka is Mufka from Tumas and Mises. The whole Psak or the Rambam of Ein Kenyan Lafkia, that's only where the Nachri had the land, he started planting it, and then you bought the whole land from him. So now it's going to be Chayv and Tumas and Mises. But if the Nachri is still holding on to it, you're just taking fruit from him, then it wouldn't be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisos. And then you would say, there, maybe in a Chanami, Yeshkin Yilafia. In that situation, if the Nachri is still holding on to it, then it has no Kedusha and isn't subject to the Chiyuvim of Trumas and Maisos. And the position of the Beis Yosef arguing on the Mabit is that there is no Kedusha Shvias for Peiros Nachri. Afkas Rochel Simen Kaf Dalid. Vani Yosef Karo Lo Nechshiru Be'enai Divrei Chacham Aniskar. I don't agree with him a bit. Vini Yomer. Kizas Rem Shana Re'isi Mashikasav Rem Shlomo Sirlion. Lin Hog Din Shvias Be'peiros Hagoyim Agadelem Be'aretz. Re'isi Ra'yosav. Vizal, Mashikasafti, Azra Isi Mashatan, Bib Kuntriso, Linogdin, Shvias, Paris, Agoyim, Magdalen, Varets, Below Nearly, Shiesh, Raisov, Kadela Batal, Minakai Kadmonim, Shalon, Ogukain. So the Beis Yosef references about Bib, we saw said, the Minhagim Lakan, Minhagim Lakan. The Beis Yosef says there's a Minakai Kadmonim, not to treat Yvol Nokri as having Kedusha Shvias. I quote a Tosefta, Ein Mochen V'Lalochem in Agai Perishvias. That's only Perishvias that Bruna stay Israel. And the Rambam that we just quoted, the end of Perek Dalet about Svichin. So that's the difference that we saw in the Ketzer Mishnah between if the Nachmi is holding on to the field or not. Then the Beis Yosef writes in the end of this tshuva, Acher kach kosvu li Yerushalayim, Beis Yosef is in Tzfat. So they wrote to me from Yerushalayim, Ki minhaga mimei kedem, lehafrish tshuva maizos b'shvias, miperish shazara gai sadeyu, v'nismarchu b'yad Yisrael. And the midrash of Yerushalayim was that they were mafrish tshuva maizos from perish shvias, meaning that they considered it not to be kadosh b'kedushas shvias. And then he writes, in Simon Cafe, Amr Yosef Cairo, Acher Shakas of Achach, Amr Moshe Mitrani, the Mabit, Igeriz Osa Shnia, Ratzel Asas Maisa Kedvara Bishmita Shavra, so that he wanted to paskin like himself, Alea Shmita, to treat Yuval Nakri as having Kedusha Shvias, Umichu Biado, and they protested, Ubishmita Zush, Ishnas, Hey Shin Lamed Dalet, 1574. The first truth of the Mabit we saw was 1533. Now we're in 1574. Sorry, 1532. Now we're in 1574. So Shmita Zu Shehi Shnas Shin Lamed Dalet, Hiksha Es Rucho, V'Imez Es Levavo, Litkoa Atmo, Lasos Maisa Kedvar Biad Rama. So the Mabit aggressively tried to enforce his position. Right, so the first one was 1532, right? This is 1574, fine. Mabit lived into his 80s. He lived, until about 1580 or so. The Kimbo Chachmei Ha'ir, the Inu Bidvarav, Harishonim Yachronim, Rosh Ein Ba Mamish, the Chrizu Bebate Knesios, the Gzeiras Nidoi, Shekulam Yafrish, the Chumas and Maisas, the Peres Lagosh, and the Sparkle Behind Yisrael, Beshvias, Kamo Beshar Hashanim, and they made a Cherem against anyone that would follow the Mabit as far as Chumas and Maisros. They made a Cherem that everyone must be Mafrish, Chumas and Maisros, like what he said was Mini Rishalayim, against the aggressive tactics of the Mabit. So writes the Beis Yosef in the end of Simon Cafe in the Afkas Rocha. Now there's a discussion, what exactly were the parameters of the Scherim? He said he was Machrim, not to be, that everyone needs to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maestros against the Mabit. What about being Noeg, Kedushas, Shvias? So the Rav Avadya quotes Yabia Omer Chela Gimel Yardeya Yotes, Chela Gimel Yardeya Yotes. He quotes from a tshuva of the Marshdam. He says it's clear from the Marshdam that the Cherem didn't only apply to Hafrash and Tumas and Maisos, but applied to Kedusha Shvias. That the Cherem also applied to people that were Noheg Kedusha Shvias on Yuval Nachri. And Rabbi Karp, in a lengthy kundras that he has in the back of his Mishmeres Hashmita, demonstrates from other sources that that wasn't the case. He thinks that the Cherem was limited to Tumas and Maisos, where it was a chumrah to be mafresh to Mr. Maisos. So they were machim that everyone must be mafresh to Mr. Maisos, the chumrah, but they weren't machim in the other direction that you can't be noe kedusha shvias on Yuval Nachri. Okay. Now the related position, which we're not really going to spend time on now, is the position of the Sefer Truma, which the Gaon quotes in a couple places in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, first in Sifkat Lamed Vav and Likutim. The Sefer Truma was of the opinion that since Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan, so the din of Eretz Yisrael has a din of Surya, and therefore Yesh Kenyan Lahafkia. It doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Shemitah if a Nachri has land in Eretz Yisrael. And then Zera Tum assumes, based on that, that even if a Diskarka of Yisrael would be mutter in the land of a Nachri. So that is partially the basis of, if you have a Heter Mechira, to then allow Yisrael to do Avodas Karka in that land during Shemitah. And the Chazanish demonstrates, or attempts to demonstrate, that even if there is such a position, say for Truma, it's a minority position to Rishonim, and all the other Rishonim argue. The Chazanish is a big proponent of the position of the Mabit. There is some discussion as to whether the Beis Yosef may have been Chozer B'Sof Yama from this position. So the Chazanish pushes that possibility that the Beis Yosef was Chozer. This is Sefer Charedim that says like that. And the Maritz is Mabit's son, may say something like that. So the Chazanish is skeptical about the authenticity of the Chuvas that appear in the Afkas Rochel from the Beis Yosef, and whether in fact that was the Beis Yosef's position with Sof Yamav, that there is no Kedusha Shvias bit Yevul Nachri. The Chazanish thinks that that the correct position is like the Mabit. Chazanish has the following analysis in Simon Aleph Os Gimel at the nature of Yesh Kinyan in this regard. So he says, Alataima demanda amar Yesh Kinyan mikra de degan chavalo degan nachri haina b'mesha karka shal nachri megadel sesatfua v'hu la barchi of truma lomari to Mrs. Truma al truazu. So if you say Yesh Kinyan lafkia, that's because the land belonging to a nachri isn't shayet to chiv of truma. There's no mitzvah truma on this truma. He says the dafkelin shumas and ma'isus would be kurim the mitzvahs ninu gidol akum pater. So when does it make sense to entertain yesh kinyan lafkia? That's what we're talking about, a mitzvah b'kum ma'aseh. So if you say yesh kinyan lafkia, so if a nachri buys land in Eretz Yisrael, so it's mafkia from the mitzvahs aseh that Yisrael would have to be mafkish to mitzvahs ma'isus bikurim from this land. Avalinyan oral of the Kilayim de Isurininu. When it comes to Isurim, B'chol Mokam She Gedelin Asurin, Kedusha Sa'aris Lo Paka. So the Chazanish thinks that even if you say Yesh Kenyan Lafkia, Yesh Kenyan Lafkia is only relevant when it comes to mitzvahs. That a Nachri could be Mafkia, the status of his land as far as the mitzvahs become a say of Hafrashas Tumas and Maisos. But there still is an overarching Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is relevant for Lavin, for Isurim, like Orla Kalayim. That even if you hold Yesh, even if you hold Ein Kinyan, even if you hold Yesh Kinyan, that's not relevant to Mafkia, the Kedusha Saris, as far as Lavin. And then he says that could be relevant for Shvias as far as what's the focus of Shemitah. Linyan Shvias Kasa Tosa Gitan Samach Beis. If you say Yesh Kinyan Lafkia, that must be because the Iker Shemitah is the essay of Shabbason and not the Lavin. But the Chazanish thinks that's not necessarily Bechreach. There are also Lavin who comes to Shemitah. And if that's the case, then everyone should agree that you can't be Mafkia Kedusha Shvias from land belonging to a Anachri. So that's the position of the Chazanish. And it does appear, as the Beis Yosef already indicated, that Minhag Yerushalayim for generations was like the Beis Yosef, that Yevul Nachri does not have Kedusha Shvias, and the corollary, it would be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisras. And Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that Minhag should be continued in Yerushalayim, despite the pushing of those in the Chazanish's camp that was an incorrect minhag. Rabbi Karp, in his Arichos, demonstrates that even if it was the case that this was minhag Yerushalayim for generations, he quotes some sources indicating maybe that was out of necessity, not as a lechachila. He quotes Bar Mekama spanning from the 1500s to the 1900s, indicating even in Yerushalayim some sources that maybe lechachila would be better to be machmir if possible. So it doesn't seem like it's necessarily so clear cut that this was an absolute minhag. I mean, I'm under the impression before that the Chazanish changed everything, that till the Chazanish, for the last 300 years, the universal minhag was like the Beis Yosef. But Rabbi Karp demonstrates through many other sources that's not necessarily the case. But Vavadya, that we mentioned before, is very strongly in favor of following Maran's position in the Beis Yosef, even for Ashkenazim. He quotes many Marmakomos in that camp. He says, even for Ashkenazim, since this was the Minhag in Yerushalayim, this was courted by the Pasa Shulchan, and to change the Minhag in Yerushalayim and to be Machmir in Yerushalayim, Rav Avadya thinks may be a potential chashash of Lo Siskodidu. And he thinks the fact that the Mabit, as we indicated before, said that there were different minhagim even in his time, shows that there was no contrary established minhag beforehand. So the Badats, the Yishuv HaYashen in Yerushalayim, holds like the Beis Yosef that Yivul Nachri does not have Kedusha Shvius and markets produce as Yivul Nachri as such. And kind of get the impression that even outside of Bnei Brak, large swaths of Eretz Yisrael in recent Shemitah cycles have adopted the Chazanish position of treating Yivul Nachri as having Kedusha Shvius. Doesn't mean that in of itself is fine, so then you treat it with Kedusha Shvius, but then there are other questions you have to deal with is how it gets to the market and whether there is any Isser Skora. So Rav Asher talks about this. We're out of time in one of his Simanim in his Shemitah volume. Chazanish has something about if you're going to buy from Yisrael, who got it from the Nachri, maybe you have to have a Shlichas to avoid Skora problems. But these are the two camps in Eretz Yisrael, Adayom, as to how to treat Yivul Nachri. Yeah.